Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Captain Mike, what are you going to be doing on this dreary-looking Saturday morning with one of those almost a blue norther front approaching?
Well, Don, actually, I'm going to make my way down to the boat show and talk a little fishing and boating.
Oh, what time will you be there?
I'll probably get there around 10, maybe 10:30.
I will invite everybody to see you. It's a good day for doing that. Did you get to fish during those good days we had this week?
I actually fished on Wednesday. Had a sort of a unique trip. Met a gentleman from West Virginia that has a quest to catch a fish in every state in the United States. And he was passing through. He fished in Mississippi on Tuesday, and we fished on Wednesday. Had a fair day. He wasn't interested in keeping any fish. I would say we probably caught, 18 or 20, maybe 22 fish, all speckled trout. We caught them on plastics with a drop shot.
Very good. What size were they?
We had fish anywhere from, 10 inches to maybe 15 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, typical wintertime fish. Bite real slow?
The bite wasn't too bad. Water temperatures were in the mid-50s, say 56 to 58 by the end of the day. We didn't leave till about 7:30. We fished down in the wall area, fished those deep ledges in the Mr. Go, and it was pretty productive. I was pleased, with such a – he didn't have a high expectation. He wanted to catch one fish, and I said, well, I'm certain we could do that. I don't think we could – sink the boat in fish, but I'm sure we could, get what you want to get. And he had a friend of his that was a professional bass fisherman that was on his way back from a tournament in Texas. And they kind of met up at the lodge there in Slidell. And we loaded up and headed on out. Had a fun trip. A lot of,
how does he document all those trips?
He took some pictures of the fish that he caught, and I think he told me he's been to 38 states to this point.
Wow.
So he's got a few more to go. He's already questioning, does he really want to go as far as Alaska to catch one fish and Hawaii to catch one fish? But, you know, I'm sure when he gets close to the end of the road, he'll just make it happen.
I think that would be the two I'd start with. I've been to Alaska 17 times, and I would tell him, man, do not miss out on Alaska. If you don't make them all, make sure you make at least that one. That's a pretty interesting trip, and then he had a professional bass fisherman with him, too. Y'all must have had some pretty interesting conversations on the boat that morning.
Yeah, a lot of good conversation. He was sponsoring a nonprofit that this bass fisherman was involved in, and they got to be good friends over the years. And the bass fisherman, whenever they're in somewhat close proximity to one another, he'll accompany him on his trips to, you know, catch his one fish in each state.
How do the bass fishermen you take do when you bring them out saltwater fishing?
Oh, they do really well, Don. You know, my story is kind of similar. I started saltwater fishing when I was a child, and my parents divorced in the late 70s, and my mother moved us to Picayune, Mississippi, and I had to fish in bug. I just had to convert and learn how to bass fish. So I guess I have the bass fishing lingo. I can tell a customer, fish this like a pig and jig, and if he's a bass fisherman, he knows the technique I want him to use, regardless of what's on the end of his line. So it's actually helped me out in being able to communicate with bass fishermen or other fishermen on how to present the lures that we fish with so that they can be successful in our waters.
Yeah, and you know that most of them are very accurate casters, so that gives them a little bit of an edge. About the only criticism I could have of a bass fisherman, first time or very seldom saltwater fishing, is they want to set that hook way too fast sometimes. Sometimes you got to let that fish take it before you set it in saltwater.
That's true. That is true, especially when you're fishing live bait. Let them have it a little bit.
Well, Mike, it sounds like you're busy despite the fact that the weather's inclement. I know you'll be fishing during the middle of the week. We'll be looking to get some of those reports next week. In the meantime, how's things booking up? Is on your calendar? If you got some open dates, how would people get in touch with you to maybe come stay at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge and then go do some of that good saltwater fishing you got around you?
Yeah, I was listening to Darrell Carpenter a little bit earlier, and I certainly believe what he said. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of early spring, and that'll kick things off. I got dates available in, you know, all the really good times, May, April. I've got trips available in March. So, yep, we got captains to take you. We got lodging to house you, and we're certainly willing to put a smile on your face and slime in your ice chest if you're ready to go.
All right, I'm glad I got my date with you booked already.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Mike. Hope everybody stops by the show and tells you hello. We'll talk with you next week, my friend.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. You can find him at aaofla.com. Or if you're familiar with my website, you'll see a picture of him. Just click that on. It'll take you there. Or give him a call. You can always reach him at 985-781-7811.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.